You're listening to 90.3 KZU. I'm David Whitrock. Behind the scenes at the AT&T Pro-Am, local disabled veterans are helping make this event possible while also helping themselves. KZU's Krista Almanzon has their story.
All right, we've got Lucas Black up in crush. The very best player in the field is going first.
Far from the crowds and the action on the 18th hole at the Pebble Beach Golf Links, James Bogan is pretty sure he has the best view at this year's AT&T Pro-Am.
You look out there, you'll see nothing but the beautiful ocean.
He's sitting in his truck in the parking lot on Spanish Bay, watching the waves roll in and greeting Pro-Am spectators as they pull up.
Just park and come back over here and take care of you.
Throughout this week-long event, he won't see a minute of golf.
I feel that I'm here to service. That's just like to give service so other people can enjoy.
Bogan is one of the countless volunteers who make this charity event run like a well-oiled machine. He's a disabled Vietnam veteran, here with a group called the Monterey Bay Veterans. They handle transportation and coordinate viewing areas for all disabled spectators at this golf tournament. Driving a golf cart that can carry wheelchair passengers, volunteer Teresa Bruno pulls up to the 9 green on the Spyglass Hill golf course.
So up here, as you can see, we've got this nice platform.
As she heads off to pick up a spectator, she says there are designated viewing areas at some of the best holes on all the tournament courses.
So we've actually stopped down here to our 18 viewing area. We have a pickup for a gentleman that would like to go up to the putting green to watch the players putting.
Helping to make events like the Pro-Am accessible to everyone, but especially disabled veterans, is part of the mission of the Monterey Bay Veterans.
Okay, is everybody in?
John Whitaker is the group's executive director and also head of transportation and operations for the Pro-Am.
We're taking them out on Pebble Beach, one of the most beautiful places in the world. You've been able to go out there and visit it. To them, that's a challenge getting out there. We can take them in our mobility carts. We drive them right down any place there is on the course. They get the same thing, see the same thing you and I do.
He says the Monterey Bay Veterans also helps disabled veterans through year-round recreational rehab programs that include fishing trips and scuba diving, and by getting them to volunteer at events like this.
We're the first ones to get to show them what they can do, how they can be active. And that is the turning point to helping them be self-improved.
Looking out on his great view of Spanish Bay, James Bogan says ever since he retired from the military and later a public sector job, he's been volunteering about 60 hours a week for various veterans organizations.
It helps me and others. It helped me because one of my downfalls was back in the day when I come from Vietnam, we didn't have all this PTSD or treatment and stuff. Our PTSD treatment and traumatic brain injury treatment was getting it out of the bottle. And so the volunteering by being busy eliminates me from thinking about doing something like that. Just go and do it. So it helps me in more ways than one.
Beyond the Pro-Am, the Monterey Bay Veterans coordinate similar services at large events throughout the area, including races at Laguna Seca and the Monterey Jazz Festival. Krista Almanzon, KZU News.